I was wondering, could I put the email on the forum? Or, you know what I mean? Like, can I, like, copy and paste the email onto the forum? Or should I just, like, word it differently in my own way?
The only thing is, when I reread it, there was no way for me to know, or something about, I grammatically said something wrong, like, I put no, K-N-O-W, instead of N-O, there was no way, something like that. Let me reread it. That was the only thing.
Well, there was something about, what was it? Genghis posted that video. That video of you from 7 days in September.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something wrong with that. And then something about what some other guy had posted or something like that.
Yeah, somebody asked, you know, where, like, basically in what format or something like the original or something. I can't remember his name, but he said, you know, basically, like, what did I give Steve the camera planet people, and it was a copy of the original.
Yeah, I'm just going over to my computer right now here. What was it? I just got home and I had seen, like, the emails, and then I looked over the posts a bit, but I couldn't, like, that's something that has to be changed in the video or something. Something about, I got it right here.
Whatever I was referring to,
you didn't know if it was Flight 175 that you seen before, the one that went over New Jersey and came back out?
Or if it was your white elephant, but there's no way for me to have known, like, which plane it was, you know? It was a plane that flew by, you know, like a minute before it came back.
Yeah.
Before...
But that's what you had heard go out over New Jersey and come back, right?
Right. Yeah, so I...
And that plane that you showed me that video for?
Yes.
That's possibly that one? I don't know.
That's the plane that I...
Like, I can't really see
go
anything.
Past and then heard turn around, or heard within, like, you know, a minute or so, of, you know, heard a plane coming right back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, after you had seen it and videoed it, that was after you had heard it coming back? Or where would, like, I can't even really see. Like, you know for a fact when you look at your video that that's a plane?
Yes. You can't see. The resolution on that is when you watch it in the Camera Planet archive, like, if you hit the plus button and watch it on, like, the bigger screen,
yeah,
you can see it a little better. I mean, but the resolution is just shit.
Yeah, and then you said the other one's definitely, the first one's definitely a plane, the second one's definitely a bird.
Yeah, like the one that, like, dips down really fast.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a bird. Somebody said, please don't post this, because I don't want this to, you know, because I was like, oh, that's having a fighter plane. I'm like, okay, I didn't hear shit, you know, I didn't hear any fire planes, you know, just because of the way that it looks, how it, like, dips really quick. But please don't.
Oh, yeah, there was more than one plane flying by at the time of the explosion. Like, besides that white plane, there was other things flying by, too.
Okay. Yeah, and what I was saying with, because the way that you worded your video, it sounds like, you know, here it is. The video, the white plane that flies by, you know, you've seen my footage where it's like the explosion, and then you can see the white plane flying by to the left, like after the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
That is the white elephant that you speak of, right?
Right. That's definitely the one that's shown in other videos.
Right. Now, see, the plane that I shot, you know, coming northbound to southbound, that is the plane that I spoke of saying, you know, it went and turned around and came back.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought. I mean, you know, it could be your white elephant, but from my perspective and what I say, that was the plane that hit the second tower.
That one that's in the video? Like, that one that's in that video on Camera Planet?
That little thing that I referred you to, that plane that flies by, that happens about a minute, maybe 2 minutes before the tower gets hit. So that is early in the timeline. Like, whenever you watch my footage,
yeah,
I was here to see the whole thing. it's like I come out of my apartment, I start rolling when I get on that run, and I'm walking, and then, you know, I come up to the fence, and I'd been videotaping the building on fire, and then I could hear that plane, and so I panned over, and I was trying to focus in on it. And then the black disappears behind the smoke. You know, the first...
Coming around the far side of the other tower that's already hit.
Right.
But it, was it far enough away, like, the trajectory that that one was going? Was that one flying... was it over across the water when you're filming it, or is it going towards the...
I mean, it may be over, like, the East River, but, you know, I think it's, you know, just over, it's over land. The one that I'm filming, you know...
Like, it's coming from Brooklyn, kind of, over, going towards the trade centers? It's not in New Jersey already, is it?
No, no, no. That's not coming. It's not coming back. I mean, that one, like, on the flight path, you know, it's like it says, like, it comes from Boston and then turns around.
Yeah, you've seen that picture of the flight path?
That's before it makes its path the first time. That's like it's...
You've seen that picture of the flight path. It shows from Boston, and then it shows,
right,
like, it going
right
down, then that loop, and then coming in?
Right.
So that's,
yes,
that's not following any of that flight path, is it?
Yes, that is...
Oh, that is it coming in before it does the turn?
Yes, that is it coming in before it does
the turn. So it's
across
the water type deal?
Yes.
Hmm.
See, it's, the best of my knowledge, that is the plane before, I mean, and in my timeline, you know, my time code, that is the plane before it makes its turn and comes back.
But then that can't be the one that goes out and then over New Jersey or whatever you said. You heard something go out over New Jersey and come back in. You know what I mean?
That's the plane.
But that one's coming, like, from Boston, and it doesn't even come until it comes, after it does its turn, then it comes in. Until then, it's way over across the river, no?
Okay, you can see, like, where I was shooting it, you know, and I was zooming.
Yeah, you would have been to, like, the far right of it. Like, if we're looking at that flight path, you'd be, like, at that far right of it.
Okay.
Over in New York type deal.
Well, you need to look at, like, a close-up map of, like, the tip of Manhattan and Brooklyn, and look at where the piers are, right across the river from Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
And that's where I was filming. And so... The flight, that plane that you see in the link that I sent you or told you to go to,
yes,
that is the plane, I think, that came from Boston and then turned around. Because I shot that moments, just moments before the other plane.
But that looks like it's going
the same plane flew into the building.
That looks like it's going towards the trade centers, but from the right of them.
Yes.
So it would have had to be coming in from the left of them. They'd be coming across the water from the flight path kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, Manhattan, you know, it's... You know, if you look at that map and it shows, like, that long extended thing. I mean, that's all of New York. And that's, like, you know,
yeah,
Long Island, and it goes on out. I mean, Manhattan is a little peninsula. And then Brooklyn is, like, right across the river from it. And so if you can, like, you take the tip of Manhattan where the towers were, and say you were looking directly across at Brooklyn, say if you were standing in the towers looking at Brooklyn, then that plane was coming from the left.
From the left?
Yes. But from my perspective, you know, if you're in the towers, it was coming from the left. But... My video, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's coming from the right.
In the towers looking towards the Statue of Liberty, you'd look
right
to your left and you'd see it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm just...
No, but
like,
if you were in the towers and you were looking at, and you were facing the Statue of Liberty and you look to your right, that's where the water is, and then across is New Jersey and Hoboken and all that.
But see, there's the East River.
Yeah.
And there is the Hudson River. The East River is what separates Brooklyn from Lower Manhattan. So I think, well, the East River separates Brooklyn from Manhattan. I mean, the Hudson River separates Brooklyn from New Jersey, and the Hudson River also separates the west side of the peninsula of New York City, or Manhattan, from New Jersey.
Yeah, and that flight path is going over New Jersey across the water, and then coming...
Right, but see, it came from Boston, so it flew past the World Trade Center, turned around, and then came back. So,
yeah.
The video that you saw with the two black spots on it, one of the spots is a plane flying past, like, doing the flight path, basically.
It's to the right of the World Trade Centers.
Right.
And then the flight path is to the left of the World Trade Center.
Austin would also be off to the right to the World Trade Center as well.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I can't see anything in that, but, like, when you zoom in, you could see there's two black dots. But
right.
Did you read any of the posts on the forum? Did you see that one from Ace Baker?
From where?
From that guy named Ace Baker.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so I'll give her a big fat licensing fee. I mean, you know, I'm not interested. Yeah, I heard. I mean, I saw it. I mean, and again, I saw somebody wanted to know...
Like, that guy, he's like a music producer. He was in, like, REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
He did music for, like, Melrose Place and stuff like that. I kind of trust him, but I don't know. He just wants to look at it. He doesn't want... I don't know. We all kind of want to look at it. There's no way that we can look at it.
I told you, I mean, the invite stands, you can come and you can look at it and you can analyze the hell out of it here. I'm not, you know, going to post it up because, you know, look what's already been posted and everybody's just like, you know, attacking me. And, I mean, the only thing is, like, you know, I wouldn't necessarily mind you putting my email response up on there. It's just, I'm trying to help you and I don't want to be attacked. And I'm just trying to tell you, you know, what I believe to be the truth. I mean, you hear that? That's a plane flying over. Yeah, I still freak out a little bit about that. But,
yeah, every time I see planes, I always look up and try and find them, too.
Yeah.
You ever see planes leaving long trails in the sky as they fly by? That's a whole different
story. Like from the engine?
Yeah, that's a whole different story, anyway. I don't know. There's no way I'd ever be able to go. There's no reason why I can't go across the river, but if I didn't think as soon as I went through the border and had to go to customs that I wouldn't be, like, labeled as, like, some sort of terrorist against Bush or something and be sent to Guantanamo Bay for, like, looking into 9/11, I'd go down
there. I don't think it would be like that. I mean, you know, people are coming in and out of this freaking country all the time, but, you know, they need to be focusing on other people. I mean, you know, I think you don't have to have a visa to come here. I think
I could just imagine border. When they punched my name in at the border or something, there'd be, like, red flags.
Are you on some sort of, like, watch list or something?
No, not that I know of, but I'm just saying, because of my website and because of what, like I'm questioning, like, the official story of 9/11, I'm sure somewhere, there's some sort of, like, red flag against me or something.
Yeah, well...
Just like your friend said, oh, the Department of Justice was at her site, so she took it down, you know?
Yeah, well, what I'm telling you, what I believe to be true is that plane that is in that shot that I sent you to the Camera Planet Archive, and they shouldn't even be having that crap up there anyway, that is the plane when it's making its path and before it makes its turnaround.
Well, that's...
I think you need to look at exactly where I was
Yeah.
in Brooklyn and look at you know, looking at an aerial map over that area, and you can see the...
Like as close as you could tell me to where you were.
The ears right there, and that's where I was. And when I pan off to the right, you know, I see a plane flying by, pretty low, and it goes and disappears behind the smoke. And then, you know, maybe a minute and a half later, if that, then the other World Trade Center gets hit, and the plane's coming the other way. So
if I was to, like, go on Google Earth or whatever and look, like, down in New York, where would I be looking to see where you were standing type of deal? Like, on the corner of some street and some street or something?
Well, I used to live at 30 Carroll Street in Brooklyn. And I was Van Brunt and Columbia. I'm standing in between Van Brunt and Columbia on a street, on a cross street there, where the piers are, where the water is. So the water was just across that parking lot from me.
Yeah.
So I was in between Van Brunt and Columbia, closer to Van Brunt.
Okay, so I'd look, like, in that general area, and I'd basically find, like, the perspective kind of deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, okay. So I can post those emails on the forum? Say that you emailed me and here's what you said kind of deal?
Let me go read exactly. I mean, I wasn't thinking that, you know, you'd post it. Let me go read what I wrote and just, you know, check the grammatical part of it, okay? Then I'll give you something you can post, okay?
Okay, and how about this?
And I'm not gonna change anything that I said. I just want to, you know, make sure that it's grammatically correct.
Okay, and also, you know that one website that you were telling me about where it said DJ Sure whatever and Jennifer Spell thing, and I checked that out?
Yeah.
With those questions that he had, did you notice those? He has, like, 10 questions for you or something?
Yes, I saw that.
Could you, like, can I, like, email you those, and then you can, like, maybe answer them, and then so I could tell that guy, like, look, whatever, like, he's thinking, like, now I'm an agent or something?
See, that's the thing, Jeffrey. I mean, people are kind of think all kinds of shit. I mean, you know, and you haven't done anything, I haven't done anything, you know. You're just trying to get information, and there you go. And I just happen to be an innocent bystander filming, and now I'm like, oh, she on her shit, she blah, blah, blah. You know, she's a filler, whatever the fuck. I mean, I know what that word means. I appreciate it, though, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, I'm helping you because you are nice, and you've done exactly what you said you were, you know, not going to do, is, you know, posting our conversation.
Yeah, but,
so
and that's making,
the question
now that's making these people question me as being, like, some, I don't know, it's retarded.
See, I mean, isn't that stupid? You're investigating, I'm giving you information, and they're probably just pissed off that I'm talking to you. But, I mean, send the FBI, send any agent you want to come interview me. I don't give a damn. I have nothing to hide. You know, I mean, I didn't do anything. I didn't alter anything. I don't really, you know.
Well, what would, like...
If you want to come and talk to me, I don't,
like,
give a shit.
There's no chance of you, like, putting up even just that little piece from Camera Planet and just the plane shot, like, on the internet in high quality or anything? Or even, like, I don't know.
If I put it up there, I'm just going to get attacked. I mean, you put it up there, I mean, at least you have, you know, a handful of people that believe what you say. I mean...
Is there any way, like, you could email me just a clip of it or anything? Or, like, a higher quality so you could...
I mean, you already made a video of what I told you, and you didn't even, like, that's not, and it's not completely accurate.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's why I want to get everything correct.
Yes, that's why we need to put an email up. But, I mean, you need to take that video and re-edit it and get it squared away. That if I'm going to continue to, you know, remember this awful day and look at my stuff, then I want to be, you know, if you're going to be my voice, then I want it to be correct. You know what I'm saying? Because when you put something up there that's not right, then it's like, oh, well, you know, people are going to. So I would just suggest taking it down and re-editing it, and, you know, for the time being, as far as that. I don't know if that was the white elephant. I don't know if that was the plane that hit. But if I had to make a guess, it was the one that turned around and hit the tower. The FBI was there looking at my stuff, and they rewound it. It was after the explosion, after the second plane had flown in the white elephant, which you call it, flies by to the left.
Yeah,
they rewound that and looked at that twice.
That's when we see that is after the explosion, yeah.
I mean, they saw that, and they said, you know, they agreed that that was probably the plane that, you know, it's all speculation, you know, since you don't want to say anything as a definite, but... I mean, they saw the object coming by from the right of the towers, standing in Brooklyn, to the right of the towers, and then, you know, I turned my camera off for, like, maybe 30 seconds, and I turned it back on, and, like, you know, there's a couple of shots, I was, like, zooming out, and then I just happened to zoom in, so, anyway...
Okay, so you'll send me an email.
I will go back and look at that email.
Uh-huh.
You can answer that fellow's question with what I said, you know, whatever his name is, the pie or something like that. What did I give him? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like on page 11 or 10 or something.
No, I don't know.
He said he had bought a copy and that the footage still looked crappy and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I think he bought it.
What I had given him, and I said, to clarify, I said, what I gave Camera Planet was a copy on mini DV, and that my original footage has never left my house. I mean, you know,
the footage never left my possession. The footage that you showed the FBI, that was on VHS?
Yes.
So you never even showed them the mini DV footage?
No.
You didn't even show them that?
Please don't rip me apart, because...
Okay.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. They're viewing something that looks a hell of a lot better than what's on the web, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was a, you know, one transfer kind of thing, you know. I mean, the footage that's on NBC, that was on VHS, too. I mean,
Who's seen the mini DV footage besides you? Like, not even Steve Rosenbaum, because he saw a VHS dub, too?
Steve has a mini DVD dub. I had to get another camera and dub from my camera, play from my deck, and I dubbed it onto another mini DV.
Okay, so and then you sent him that copy of the mini DVD.
I went down there whenever he did that interview, and that's when I did the interview, and I gave him that copy.
And what about the FBI? You gave him, like, the VHS footage that they viewed, and you said that that was the footage that you had?
What?
Like, the FBI don't know that they got a copy, right?
No.
They think that they took your original footage and never gave it back to you?
That was the original, and I said yes. Now, please don't go posting over the place. I don't, you know, need...
No, I don't... No, I think that's funny, but...
Can you hang on one second? Hold on one second, okay?
Sure. So no one's really seen your original footage.
I mean, I would safely say that what is on Steve's video, the whatever 1 minute that he has in the movie,
mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't even have that clip that I sent you in the film. The resolution from his film would probably be only a generation or two from my original.
Okay. And what about that? What you were talking about, you saw a commercial on TV?
Yes, on the news stations where they were, you know, all over the New York news stations, they would have a scroll on the bottom of the screen. Or, you know,
as if maybe it was like a tornado warning or
no,
something?
No, actually, I think it, like, came up, you know, it was just, and some of the news announcers said, you know, if anybody has footage, call this number. I mean, you might want to go back and check the CNN archives or, you know,
like, what did you see
ABC archives. It says to call the FBI if anyone had footage.
Like, you saw this on the news scrolling on the bottom?
Huh?
You saw this on, like, news scrolling on the bottom kind of deal?
Some of the news announcers said it, and they also had it, like, scrolling on, you know, on the bottom screen. I just know it was on there quite a few times to call the FBI if you have any footage. And that was on 9/11. And maybe they played it after that as well. But I called them that day on 9/11 and said, I shot footage after where I was shooting from. I told them I had the impact of the plane, of the second one, and it was 2 weeks later they showed up at my house.
So when you called the number, it was the FBI you were calling?
Yes.
When you saw it on the commercial?
Yeah, I think it was a 203 number. It wasn't like a 212. It was a 203 or a 202 or, you know, I think it was Washington, D.C. that I called.
Okay.
So, I mean, but you would know that, right? Isn't that where their headquarters is?
yeah, Washington.
Yeah.
I've been calling the New York guys, though. But after they hung up on me the other day, there's no point in calling them anymore.
Yeah, because of my house that day, they were definitely from New York.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, okay, I'll send you, or send me an email. I'll send you an email. Or whatever, and then let me know what I could put on the forum, and I'll post it, and I'll ask.
Okay, and then give me those questions or whatever, and I'll try my best to answer them from whatever that.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
So it's under the spell shit.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that right now then.
Alright, and I've got to run errands, and so I might not be able to get right back to you, but I will try to get to this, you know, later this evening or in the morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks a lot, eh?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.